In this bulletin, Queensland records zero new cases of COVID-19. Indonesian authorities find body parts and metal in the Java Sea after a plane crash. And in cricket, Steve Smith has helped Australia to a 4 for 182 on day four of the third test at the Sydney Cricket Ground. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcatzel. Queensland has recorded no new cases of COVID-19 as Greater Brisbane enters its second day of lockdown. The state has been on high alert after a cleaner at one of Brisbane's quarantine hotels was initially diagnosed with the new British virus variant. Health authorities say 147 close contacts have been identified, with 112 producing negative coronavirus test results. Residents in the council areas of Brisbane, Logan, Ipswich, Moreton Bay and Redlands must remain at home until 6pm on Monday. Except for essential work and shopping, exercise, to access healthcare or to take care of vulnerable people. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she appreciates Queenslanders' response to the three-day lockdown.
In the last 24 hours, Queenslanders have come out in their thousands to be tested, over 19,000 tests. So can I thank Queenslanders for coming out and getting tested? That is exactly what Dr. Young has asked people to do, and they are responding in droves. So thank you very much for that. So what we're seeing in the Greater Brisbane area is large amounts of compliance, and people are doing the right thing. And thank you everyone for, mainly staying at home.
New South Wales has recorded three locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Two cases are close contacts connected to the Berrala cluster in Sydney's west, and the other is connected to the Avalon cluster. Restrictions for residents in the northern zone of Sydney's northern beaches have been lifted. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says residents still need to be cautious.
I also want to stress that again, we remain on high alert, but New South Wales is doing well. But we are in a stage where we're mopping up. There are still remnants of the disease in the community. Obviously, most people now that we're reporting on are already in isolation, but we can't be complacent. There are additional venues which the health experts have loaded up for us, which we should all be conscious of. And all of us remain in a state of just being absolutely careful every time we leave the house, assuming that we or the person people we're interacting with have the disease.
And for the fourth consecutive day, Victoria has recorded zero locally acquired coronavirus cases, while six new infections have been detected in hotel quarantine. It comes after a cluster connected to a restaurant in the suburb of Black Rock in Melbourne's south coast increased to 27 cases. Turning to overseas, and Indonesian rescuers have found body parts, clothing and scraps of metal in the Java Sea after an Indonesian passenger jet crashed. 62 people are missing after the Boeing 737-500 flight crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. Authorities are undertaking massive search efforts to identify the location of the Sriwijaya Air Flight 182. Indonesian Ministry of Transportation spokesperson Ardita Irawati says a naval search is being conducted.
We deployed several ships from the Navy, including those heading to the scene, while the police deployed six ships for the search and rescue operation.
Ya, jadi seluruh jajaran sudah bergerak cepat untuk melakukan pencarian dan penyelamatan.
Australia is joining a number of countries in raising concerns over the mass arrests of activists in Hong Kong. 55 politicians and activists were arrested by Chinese authorities for subversion under its national security law. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, in a joint statement with foreign ministers of Canada, the UK and the US, say the law undermines the one country, two systems framework. The ministers believe the national security law is being used to eliminate dissent and opposing political views. Turning to cricket, and Steve Smith has helped Australia to a 4 for 182 with a lead of 276 on day four of the third test at the Sydney Cricket Ground. With the four-match series at one-all, Smith is now averaging 49.50 for the series. Australia's lead is already close to the highest successful fourth innings chase at the SCG, which was 288 in 2005. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny and 32 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 37. Melbourne, hot and mostly sunny, 37. Hobart, very hot and partly cloudy, 35. Canberra, sunny and 33. Wollongong, sunny and 27. Much the same in Sydney. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 29. Cairns, showers and 32. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.